What if we approached each day with hearts full of anticipation, with an eagerness to live fully in each moment, chasing after the things that speak to us and choosing joy every single day? Are you tired of feeling overwhelmed, burnt out, feeling stressed, pulled in every direction, constantly comparing yourself to other people, lacking in confidence, all while driving in the express lanes to make it to the next part of your day as you chug your second or third cup of coffee? Not to mention, you are the queen of long-winded to-do lists with an ambitious dream. If only you had more time in your day. Welcome to The Best Day Podcast, the podcast to encourage your heart and speak life to your dreams. I'm your host, Haley, wife, mama, high school teacher, and encouragement blogger at Graceful and Free. For the last several years, I struggled to find a healthy work-life balance. I was overcommitted, refused to say no, and worked a lot, sacrificing my sleep and my joy just to hustle harder, all while feeling extremely stressed and overwhelmed. Then I became a mom and I knew something had to give. Through embracing a positive mindset, I have found balance, established boundaries to protect my peace so that I can live every day as the best version of myself. Here to embrace an intentional life, believing that the ordinary can be the extraordinary, and to make sure your heart knows that every day is truly capable of being the best day. Ready to have your best day as the best version of yourself? Well, friend, grab your iced coffee and let's get encouraged. You are listening to episode 140 of the Best Day Podcast. Hey friend, welcome to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. It's Haley and I am so excited for today's episode. I hope you had a lovely weekend. I hope the time change, little daylight savings action here didn't mess you up too badly and throw you off of your routine. I know it can be hard to adjust to things, especially when it involves our sleep. And so I am wishing you well today and this week as you continue to work through all the things you are working through to get to the place that you hope and dream of getting to. I'm really excited for today's episode. And this past week has been a very interesting week for me personally. This past week, we dealt a little bit with sickness in our household, starting with my son who was sick, who then got my husband sick. And I felt like mama was working overtime from working during the day in the classroom to coming home and feeling completely pulled in every single direction. Also, while not necessarily feeling 100%, but you know, that mom immunity where you are just persevering, continuing to keep through because you don't have time to get sick. And I was feeling pretty drained as a result. And the only thing that really kept me going all week thinking, okay, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this, was the fact that I and my sister had gotten my mom for her birthday a little weekend getaway in Dahlonega, Georgia. Super, super sweet little town. Lots of beautiful scenic hikes, lots of really fun wineries, beautiful cabin that I've actually stayed at before. I worked with this company, Stay Dahlonega. They have beautiful Airbnb properties previously. And so that is my choice to stay when traveling to North Georgia. And we had this weekend getaway planned. And so the whole week, I just knew I can do this. I can do this. I'm feeling completely pulled, completely drained, completely, you know, just exhausted. I got to Friday and I've never felt so much brain fog in my life. Like, I knew what I was doing. I was lecturing all of this content in the classroom, but just feeling like I was 25% there, if that makes sense. And the only thing that kept me going was knowing that I had this super sweet weekend ahead with my mom and sister. And I think it's so important to be able to look forward to things and have moments that you can get excited about and feel hopeful in, right? Knowing that, okay, like I have a moment to reset. I have a moment to really connect with people who mean so, so much to me. And I just was very thankful, very appreciative of having that time, very, very appreciative and thankful for my husband for fully manning the house at home with my son and of course our two dogs. Also while he was recovering from not feeling well. And so, yeah. And so we got well, I got home earlier today and now am quickly shifting into gears to approach a new week. And we're moving through March pretty quickly. And I know that that can mean a lot is going on and things and schedules are looking busy and we have more things we have to do and more things coming up as we try to just figure out how do I get all of this done and how do I stay true to myself and how do I stay solid and stick to my ground within all the things. And so I'm really excited for today's episode simply because I want to bring the conversation back to joy and to live with more joy, finding joy. It's something that I truly love sharing on the podcast. It's something that I love to focus on. And it's been a while since we've done a very specific to choosing joy podcast episode. So I thought it is time, episode 140, which is insane. We're coming up in a couple of weeks on 2 years of this podcast, which is so fun. I cannot wait to celebrate that milestone just as a personal achievement. And as a celebration to you as well for being here. And so, yeah, so what we're going to do is we are going to talk about how we can build more moments of joy throughout our day. So that way, when you're in a season of busy, or when you're in a season of hard, or when you're in a season where you feel like, I don't even recognize who I am. Like this past week was just one of those weeks where I really didn't recognize who I was because there were so many things going on and I was just literally putting myself in the places where I needed to be, doing the job that needed to get done, but also feeling so incredibly disconnected with who I am deep down. And so what do we do in these situations? How can we really truly get back to who we are at the core and find more moments of joy? And so think of this as encouragement to find more joy, as well as actual steps of things you can do to build more moments of joy throughout your day, because that's something that we all need. We all need more reasons to smile, more moments to feel less stress and to just be fully present where we are, no matter what, right? Because there's always going to be things. There's always going to be hard things. There's always going to be challenging things. There's always going to be difficult things. And we can let that discourage us, or we can be excited to embrace hope and joy through everything. And that's what I'm here for. That's what I want to stand in every single day. And so one of the first things we really want to do, if we're trying to build more moments of joy throughout our day, the first thing we need to do is we must know what moments of joy fill us up the most. It's so important to go inward and connect and realize, okay, if I want to live a life of more joy, well, what does that actually look like? What do I actually need to do to be able to have this joy? And so take some time to think about this and really dig deep to figure out what are the things that actually bring me joy. Ask yourself that question. What brings you the most joy? For me, I can think of spending time with my family outside. I can think of having deep quality connections with, you know, my son. I can think of turning up music and just dancing and being silly and letting loose. I can think of driving, you know, in the car with the window down and listening to music or sitting with a good book. But it's so important to actually take time to recognize what currently is bringing you joy and what brings you that, you know, increased level of joy, right? Because it always is changing. In some seasons, what brings you joy might be one thing, and another season, it might be something else. And so this can change as we grow and evolve. So take some time to think through what currently brings me the most joy. And the next thing to do in order to really build more moments of joy throughout your day is to be super aware of how you're feeling in the moments that you are in. And give yourself permission to read your own room, okay? Being aware of how you are feeling, being aware of, okay, so I just got home from a weekend trip and I'm walking back into my home. How do I feel? I feel excited to be with my family. I feel a little stressed that a lot of laundry needs to get done and I have a podcast to record and I have to get things ready for a whole another full week of, you know, work and life. But be aware of that. Be aware of how you're feeling. It's so important to acknowledge how we're feeling. I can acknowledge that, okay, I'm feeling a little anxious about the things that need to get done, but I'm going to choose excitement because I love being able to, you know, have that refreshed feeling when laundry gets done. I love the feeling and excitement and the energy I can bring when I'm recording a podcast. That's a huge part of my heart. And I want to be able to sit and, you know, plan out the week. So I have a game plan and a roadmap to really kind of live that life I want to live this week. And so it's important to be super aware of how you're feeling in the moment. And then, of course, giving yourself permission to read your own room. And that might be as simple as taking inventory of what's actually causing you stress, what's actually causing you overwhelm, and pinpointing it, okay? What is making me the most worked up right now? Is it my physical space? Is it the physical environment? Is it the feeling that things are just dirty and they need to be just clean? Is it my own feeling? Do I feel like I've been, you know, running on overdrive and I need a moment to just sit and unwind and rest? But truly take inventory of what might be causing you all of those feelings. And then think, is there anything I can instantly do to lighten that load, right? Because we want to provide more room within our hearts and our spirits and our mind to feel the most amount of joy possible. So is there anything that I can do to reduce the other feelings, reduce the other thoughts, so that way when I choose my moment of joy, I'm allowing to feel all of it? And so think through, right? If it's a physical thing where you're looking around your physical space and you're feeling, you know, overwhelmed and burdened by things just looking like a train wreck, well, can you either two things, right? Can you just escape that room and escape that situation and go somewhere else where you can breathe a little more clearly? Or is there a quick task that you can do to clear up the space that you are in? One of my favorite quick tasks to clear anything up is just to take a trash bag and instantly throw anything away that is trash, right? Anything that is not where it's supposed to be, that does not need to be there, that is garbage, literally get rid of it. Or take a laundry basket and do the same thing and just pick up things that don't belong. If there's clothes, maybe you have a household where all of your clothes physically belong and go in either the drawer because they're clean or the laundry hamper basket because it's dirty. And if that's you, I applaud you. You are doing an incredible job. Right now, there are clothes everywhere, clean clothes, dirty clothes. And so an easy fix, right? I could be stressed about it, or I could create a little bit of order within the chaos. And I could take a laundry basket and I could quickly find all of the dirty pieces of clothes that are scattered around random corners and floors and put them in a place and then move it to the laundry room, right? I am helping myself out by putting that mess and putting it in a new situation that will be acted upon and completed later on. But in that moment, I am allowing to take that feeling of overwhelm and that feeling of stress and almost compartmentalize it and just put that in a physical space, put that with the laundry room. And so is there anything that you can do to instantly lighten that load? Sometimes one of the best things you can do to lighten the load is to go outside and go for a walk. Go sit in the sun, go play outside with your kids, just remove yourself from the situation, because when you spend that quality time, when you feel the sunshine on your skin, when you allow your body to move, you feel that fresh air, it's going to reinvigorate you and you're going to walk back into your space, even if it's a little messy and overwhelming, but you're going to feel more capable of handling it because you just poured into you and filled yourself up. And so one of the best things we can do when we're trying to build more moments of joy throughout our day, right? We obviously need to know what brings us joy. We need to be able to read our own room and be really aware of how we are feeling, what's causing us the stress in the moment. But we also want to be able to find more moments during our day to do the things that we actually love to do, and actually taking that time and making it a priority. And I think this is one of the best gifts we can give our children, to model living a life where we prioritize joy and we prioritize choosing joy, even within all of the things, because we are all busy. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter what your day looks like, right? We're busy. We always find things to fulfill our times and occupy our thoughts. So why don't we allow more of those moments and more of those minutes to be with choosing joy? And this can be as simple as building moments of joy into your routines, into the chaos of your already planned out day, right? Taking the time. Maybe it's as simple as like your favorite face wash and you take an extra few minutes in the morning or in the evening when you're getting ready for, you know, the day or winding down, getting ready for bed, where you turn on that hot water and you just stay in that moment and you allow yourself to feel that refresh and to actually feel the, oh, okay, like I feel that reset. Or when you're cooking dinner and you turn up the music and you actually listen to songs. We all have the songs that are amazing, right? So this past weekend in Dahlonega with my mom and sister, we were hardcore puzzling. My mom brought a puzzle, 1,000-piece puzzle. We did it Friday night, finished it Saturday morning. We bought another puzzle because we were like, let's do this again. And we finished another 1,000-piece puzzle Saturday night into like 1 a.m. Sunday morning. And we had the music blasting. We had a queue lined up in Spotify. We all took turns adding our favorite songs. And my sister and I kept adding songs that we had not listened to since we were in middle school. And so it was amazing. We were singing every single word by heart to all of these songs. You know, of course, Jesse McCartney, Because You Live was probably my favorite song to rock out to this weekend. Of course, Backstreet Boys, but all of the classics, total 90s, early 2000s playlist going on. And it was life-giving and it makes you realize, oh my gosh, I love these moments. It's so good to just literally let loose, move your body and feel music just penetrate through you. And for me, I am a very musically motivated person. I love listening to music when I'm running, when I'm working, when I'm driving. I can learn so much about myself in a moment because of music I'm listening to, and I can dream and I can see things more clearly. And so maybe you're that way, maybe you're not that way, but I encourage you to just take the things you're already doing and the routines, even the crazy chaos, and just find moments of joy and build them into those routines. This past week, as mentioned, right, was a little overwhelming, and I found myself earlier on in the week, it was either Monday or Tuesday, and I just felt like I was being pulled in all the directions. And this was coming off of the weekend where my son wasn't feeling well. And so it was very much, mom, I need all of you every moment of the day for 3 days in a row. And I was feeling a little drained. And so I was impatient. I was short. I was not being the best version of myself because I hadn't been able to pour into myself and take care of the things that I needed to take care of. And it was the after school, trying to get everything ready for dinner rush, which can easily feel overwhelming. And I looked at my son and I said, hey, do you want to go for a walk with mom? And he goes, yes, I would love to. So we walked out. It was dusk, so the sun was setting, and we went for about a half mile out, half mile back. He held my hand for most of it. And we just sat there and we just walked and we talked, and it was movement. It was fresh air. It was quality time. It was the physical touch of holding his sweet little hand. And it was the best thing for the both of us. We removed ourselves from the situation. We got outside. We did something that truly brought joy to both of our hearts, and it changed everything. I walked back into that home a different person. I walked back into our house, back into the middle of a crazy evening routine, trying to head into, you know, complicated bedtime. And I felt equipped to handle it all because we had that moment, we had that time, we had that escape. And so when you choose to bring in more moments of joy throughout your day, you also are allowing yourself to escape the feelings of hard and the feelings of I can't do this. And you're reminded that there's a lot of beauty out there and there's a lot of things that fill you up more than you even might realize in that moment of feeling overwhelmed by the difficulties. And so a couple other things to do in order to actually bring more joy into your day as you are building in these moments. Fill the in-between moments of your day with the things that you love. Think of this as you are going from point A to point B. You're in the car driving. You're doing a little bit of work. You're folding laundry. What are things that you can do within those moments that you absolutely love? Think of this as listening to music or maybe your favorite podcast or listening to a book on tape, an audiobook, right? Where you're giving yourself a little bit extra excitement, right? When you take ordinary moments, an ordinary task, and realize that they can actually be extraordinary because of either how you are looking at the situation, how you find the blessings in the thing you're doing, as well as giving yourself some excitement surrounding it. That's a really great, wonderful thing. Maybe you have a whole bunch of laundry to fold and you turn on some music and you light your favorite candle and you just appreciate it. And you focus on being in that moment and listening to the songs. And of course, right, I don't think many people truly love folding. Sometimes I do, right? Because I like the physical manipulation of something that needs to be done and moving it to a finished place. Allow yourself to be in that moment and find the joy. And I think if we can find the moments of joy, and if that's what our approach is and that's what our focus is on and living a life where we're constantly chasing after joy, we are truly going to live as the best versions of ourselves, because we're not going to be as affected by the overwhelming hard moments and the difficult moments. The difficult moments won't feel as difficult because we find the joy in them. Another easy way to build in more moments of joy is to stop for your favorite caffeinated pick-me-up, right? A couple weeks ago on my way home from work, I just needed a little excitement. And so I stopped by our favorite local coffee shop and picked up their incredible, it's a blueberry latte. It's amazing. It has blueberry cold foam. It is so insanely delicious. I would like another one right now because I'm thinking about it and it's bringing so much joy to my heart. But that was a little out of the ordinary. That wasn't my normal routine. But I said, you know what? I really would like this iced coffee and I'm going to do it. And it was just this little switch to the schedule, but something that brought in and built in more of a moment of joy. Another great way to build more moments of joy throughout your day is to add in a quick gratitude journaling exercise, whether you do this within your planner or in a journal, or just sit down and really reflect on, okay, what am I so thankful for right now, right? What am I so incredibly thankful for right now? I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for the fact that it is a beautiful sunny day and I love the sunshine and I love that despite all the rainy cold weather we've gotten, we have a clear blue sky ahead of us. And it's so great to practice gratitude. And I will continue to say this on the podcast for every podcast episode I publish, because there is joy with thankfulness. There is joy within the gratitude. And we have got to remind ourselves of the things that are good. Because even in the hard and even in the mess, there are so many good things. And we want to not just recognize them, but be thankful for them. Because when we are thankful, that literally gives birth to joy within our heart. Being thankful and practicing gratitude is one of the actions that actually gives birth to joy and releases more joy. And so I think we all could agree that moments of joy are amazing. They're the moments that fill us up so deeply. And so if we can have a guaranteed practice of something that we do, an action that we can repeat that produces more joy, why don't we do that every single day? And so a quick little gratitude journaling exercise absolutely can do this. Another great way to help create more joy within your heart is to communicate with your people and to speak to your people and pour into your people, whether that's reaching out to somebody you haven't talked to in a little while, sending a quick text just saying, hey, I'm here. I'm thankful for you. I'm thinking of you. How are things going? That can go a long way too and can also be really good for your own heart. And the final thing that I think is really important to say when it comes to building more moments of joy throughout your day is the importance of not allowing yourself to fall victim to a strict schedule. Now, of course, routines, they're important. Schedules are important. And I know that all of these things, especially as moms, as working moms, working women, it's so important to have that schedule to help us go from one place to the next, one thing to another. It's so necessary and important to shape our day. There is a lot of good there. However, do not allow yourself to fall victim to a strict schedule. Don't allow it to define you. Don't allow it to become you, right? Don't allow yourself to become a different person because something is not happening in the moment it's supposed to happen. And instead, give yourself abundant grace when the schedule falls apart And instead of thinking of, oh my gosh, the domino effect of all the things that are not going to happen now because of this, instead pay more attention where you are in that moment and being fully alive and present in the moment you are in, finding the joy there. Because if we focus on abiding by the strict schedule constantly, we're focusing more on that, more on the rules, more on the strict processings and procedures of the day, and we are not going to find the joy. We're not going to build in the moments of joy because that joy isn't in the schedule. The joy is in our hearts, and we want to choose that every single day. And so as you sit down to plan your week, as you look ahead, whether it's a physical working through a planner, Google Calendar, or just in your mind as you're going through, I need to do this, 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 right? However you do it, as you sit and think through and plan out your week, plan 1 to 2 times this week, not just day, this week. Let's start big. Let's look big picture the whole week as a whole, Monday through Friday here, Monday through Saturday, Monday through Sunday, however you view your week. And think through 1 to 2 times where you are going to be intentional with choosing joy. Maybe this is one dinner. This is one dinner, maybe Tuesday night dinner. Tuesday can be a little stressful. My husband works out of the home in the office that week. And so coming home from school to take care of the dogs, to transition to dinner, cleanup, bedtime can feel overwhelming. But I am going to say that on Tuesday, I am going to choose joy, specifically during dinner time, specifically during the prep and the dinner and the cleanup. I am going to listen to music. We are going to dance. We are going to connect and talk and discuss things that we're thankful for as a family. But think through your week and know when you are going to do things that are going to bring you joy. Wednesday after school, we're going to hang out outside and we're going to play with chalk and we're going to write messages and draw suns and hearts and shapes and play in the sunshine. Or we're going to go to the park, or we're going to go walk outside, or I'm going to sit with a book after everyone else is in bed and no one else needs me. I'm going to sit and I am going to read a book that makes me happy. Think about this ahead of time. Know going into your week what you're going to do. What are the 1 to 2 things that you're going to do this week to allow yourself to build more joy within your day? And make sure these are the things that actually bring you joy, right? The very first thing I asked, thinking through what fills you up the most. What are the things right now in this current season of life that you are in that fill you up the most? Start there. Make it a priority. Make this a commitment to yourself and stick with it. You owe yourself that. And joy can be found every single day. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. It is always such a joy for me to be here with you. And so I thank you tremendously. And I cannot wait to be back here next week for another episode of the podcast. Until then, friend, have the best day. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Best Day Podcast. Looking for more? Be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode and have guaranteed inspiration delivered to you weekly. Looking for an accountability group focused on encouragement, positive mindset, and intentional living? Come join the Best Day Facebook group or connect with us over on Instagram at the Best Day Podcast. And remember, your voice matters. Your presence matters. You are valued and your life is a treasure. You are absolutely capable of living your best life every single day in grace and freedom. Until next time, have the best day, friend.